T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You know, this whole COVID thing, lots of people are finding ways to self-soothe, as they call it. And some people are, well, having the alcohol, taking a beverage.
Is alcohol one of the top answers?
It is one of the top answers. I don't know if you've seen this video online. This guy who's been using the alcohols, he was so drunk that he took two bites out of what he thought was a pear. But somebody was like, no, dude, that is a raw potato.
This tastes bad. Ew. It's not a pear.
It's a potato.
Wow. And he's still going for it.
That's the best part is after she says it's a potato, he takes another bite out of it. He's like, well, let me make sure. Yeah. Man, I want to party with this guy. That's my level of drunk. I appreciate that.
Yeah, he is Gonzo Morelli.
Steve, you'd take a bite of the potato, get mad at it, and then throw it.
He would.
I would.
Yeah. Yeah. Only if it was like my home. I wouldn't do it to someone else's home.
Oh, you wouldn't do that to somebody else's home?
No, I'm still always, even when I'm at my drunkest, I do not like to destroy other people's property unless it's like a hotel.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah. Or a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
But yeah, these are all things that, you know, the... Our tax-paying ways will fix it.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't you attack a street sign, too?
I have.
Again, tax-paid ways.
Yeah. A garbage dump thing. Giant dumpster.
Yeah.
But never someone's home. I'm proud to say I've never caused damage to anyone's house.
Well, good on you.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm proud of you. You know,
I am, too.
There are some things that make us heroes. That's the one of them there.
That's why when I drink, I wear a cape, because I am a hero.
You are a hero.
This guy's so great. In all fairness, it kind of does look like a pear.
Are you sure you're not drinking?
A pear-tato.
Yeah.
You ever take a bite out of something thinking it's going to be something else, and then you realize rather quickly it's not what you thought it was going to be?
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys seen the toddler where they're like, I want this apple. The mom's like, it's not an apple. It's an onion. It's like, no, it's an apple. Okay, eat it. And the kid just full-on goes for it and doesn't want it. It's a toddler. And she's just like, nope, yeah, I'm eating it. Just even though it's making her eyes water and everything, she still eats it.
She refuses to let go of the fact that it's not something she should be eating.
Right.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't Danny that likes eating an onion like an apple?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah,
nasty.
So good.
Jealous. And you don't cry when you eat it?
Well, he cries when he doesn't eat
that. Oh, right.
True. I'm just always crying.
That's right. So you really can't tell the difference. Yeah.
He's emo Hulk. He's always crying.
Yeah. Always crying.
Aww. Yeah.
You don't like me when I'm crying.
Yeah, exactly. The sadder Hulk gets. The sadder Hulk gets. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Oh, there he goes.
Eating an onion again.
Oh. Sorry, Danny.
It's okay.
This is the best music ever.
It is.
It really, really is. I mean, this, and it brings me back to watching those old and Incredible Hulk shows. You know, it's just like, by the way, he has a sad life.
Well, I always
love to remind you of this.
In those episodes, it was always great because he'd cause all this damage. He'd destroy neighborhoods. And then the episode would end with him stealing somebody's pants and leaving the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
when all else fails.
Just not sure where.
Steal somebody's pants and leave them a couple dollars on the clothesline.
And where's the Hulk getting cash is what I want to know. You know what I mean? When you're running around breaking stuff, you don't have time to get a job.
So he says, I was once really drunk at a bar and I asked my waitress to get me some new sweet potato fries because mine were cold. The reason why they were cold, they were carrot strips. LOL.
That's the best. These sweet potato fries, I don't like them. They ain't cold is what they are.
Well, my wife's done that, like, where she'll give me, like, you know, she'll cut up an apple and bring it so we can snack on it. And she sometimes won't say that she also cut up a pear. So it's all, you know, when sometimes you're not looking and it's all sliced, they look the same. And I'll just grab one, take a bite. And I'm like, this apple tastes nasty. I'm like, oh, it's a pear.
Isn't that funny that something will taste nasty because you think it's something else, even though it's something you like?
Right, because I do like pears, but not when I'm anticipating it being an apple.
I've had that with bananas. My wife will throw bananas in some things that I'm not, like, you know, expecting. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, oh, my God, because the mushiness, it feels like something's gone bad. If I, like a fruit salad, most of the time I expect it to be crunchy fruit.
Okay.
It's just be crunchy because she'll have apples in there and pears and things like that in the salad with some yogurt. And then all of a sudden, I'll get this squish. And I'll be like, oh, my God, you gave me a bad piece of fruit. But it's the banana. And it's like, you got to warn me. You got to let me know a banana is going to show up in here.
And it messes with your head because your head does, like, your mind is trying to tell you it's not what it really is. Like, it's like, you know, my mind was like, okay, you're eating an apple even though it's not an apple. And then for a half a second, you're thinking it is. And then you realize, no, this is just a disappointment.
Yeah.
It's like taking a swig out of something and you expect it's going to be like soda.
Oh.
But it's like a glass of milk and you're like, this soda tastes awful. Oh. And then you realize, oh, it's just milk.
I did that once with a glass of buttermilk. I thought it was regular milk, poured a full glass, and then took a big old swig.
Oh.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I've ever had a swig of buttermilk.
You don't want it, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we can replace some of your regular milk with buttermilk.
Oh,
see
great.
If you notice the difference.
How is it with coffee?
Yeah.
It's probably pretty good.
You can try it, man.
All right, I will. We got a man who burns his apartment down all because he is terrible at romance. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs Report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
What was that? That's some Hennel. Give it to me, baby.
The hell, what's
the Migs Report? I have no idea. That was weird.
Okay.
Was that a moment of Slayer?
Yeah.
All right.
Slayer!
Well, it's probably Danny's fault.
Yeah. It's always Danny's fault. Because only that happens when you wear a Mariners jersey at work.
Yeah.
Wow. I just kidding.
Well, I mean, the way the season's been going, I mean, just,
well,
yeah.
It was nice to see that he finally has proof that he's a season ticket holder this year.
It is.
If you go to our social media pages, you'll see a picture of Danny at T-Mobile Park. At least a cardboard cutout version of him, because our friend Jose was able to track down. Jose's on a quest. He wants to find all of the members of our show's cardboard cutouts.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And in exchange, though, we have to play Freebird for him.
Oh. And if he can find Carl, I'll sing Freebird for him.
I think it's a fair trade. If he's got to find Baby Tatum.
Okay.
And also Carl. He knows what they look like. Although he sent me pictures on my social media of Baby Tatum, and it wasn't even Baby Tatum. I don't even think it was a female baby. But I get it. If you don't have a kid, hell, I don't even know what other kids look like. I understand the mistake.
But Tatum is, no, she's unique. She's unmistakable.
Well, as I told him, like, look, that's really great that you found a child, but it's clear that my child is cuter.
Of course.
Because I'm biased, and also because my child is cuter.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so if he finds all three, he's got one of the three so far. He's found all right. Danny. I think Danny was the easiest one of the three.
It's true, actually, because I feel like there's probably a lot of cats and a lot of babies.
Yes. And apparently otters as well, as we learned on Danny's picture. Two rows behind him is an otter sitting right behind him.
That's the best part of the picture.
That really was awesome.
So go Mariners and good luck to you. Also, happy National Root Beer Float Day.
I feel like it was just Root Beer Float Day.
I'm with you, man. I feel like they're mailing it in this year.
Okay.
I mean, it's also National Gossip Day.
Okay, so let's gossip about root beer floats. Let's do it.
And National Wiggle Your Toes Day.
Oh, fun.
Huh? Is that for the foot fetish people?
Raise your hand if you just wiggled your toes.
Yeah.
Manny did, too.
Right? No, I didn't. I'll do it now, though.
I did,
there,
too.
There, now I can say I'm part
of it. Wow, your kids don't like fun, just like their father.
Well, you know, I raised them right.
Did you wiggle your toes, Sarah? Nice, she's rocking the Seattle Kraken shirt.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, Vicky.
Yeah. I think you and I sort of forgot the whole thing.
Oh, so sure. I did. I put it on and I just wasn't feeling it.
Oh. What?
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 It's a gray shirt. I wear it around the house.
Wow.
You know me, I like black t-shirts.
Okay, I'm not sure what to make of you anymore.
Right?
It took you a week to not feel it anymore.
You're the goalie for the team.
You're the guy. You're the first player they ever had.
I'm waiting for my black shirt to show up in the mail.
Oh, I see.
It's not like I'm anti-Kraken. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but you're not feeling it.
I wasn't feeling the gray shirt.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm throwing stones at you. I'm not wearing it either.
Yeah, you jerk.
You know why, don't you?
I like Vicky's shirt. It's a women's hoodie, but can a man wear a woman's hoodie? I mean, is there...
A man can do anything he wants.
Will it fit?
Well, I mean, you could try it on.
I think
we
should find out.
Does it fit right or wrong? I mean, what is?
What do you think? You think it's tapered, like curved or something? Is that why you think it wouldn't fit you well?
Because I don't know.
It hugs you in all the wrong places.
I've never worn a woman's hoodie.
You could try it on. I'll let you.
Nice.
He never wore a woman's hoodie, but everything else, not a pro.
I don't want to stretch out your hoodie.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
All right, fair. Because if it fits fine, I don't care if it's a women's brand or a women's designation.
It's
2020. If I want to wear a woman's hoodie, I'll wear a woman's hoodie.
You can wear what you want.
Yeah.
It's a nice hoodie.
You know, how come they don't have girl shorts for men like they have boy shorts for girls? Then you could be wearing women's hoodies.
I think they're called nut huggers.
Oh, nut huggers. Oh, the nation.
Oh. All right.
Well, let's talk about romance, because a guy named Albert in England, he's the romantic kind. He wants to propose to his woman. He had an elaborate proposal prepared. He's 26 years old. Part of the plan? 60 balloons and 100 candles around their living room in the apartment.
Okay.
So he lit all the candles. Then he went out to get her and bring her home so he could do the proposal. But when he got there, you guessed it, the apartment was on fire.
100 candles.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not bright.
And then the fire department were there to rush over and put it out. Nobody was hurt. The apartment, though, completely destroyed. But good news, she still said yes.
Really?
No word on where they're going to live.
I don't think I'd say yes.
You wouldn't say yes because he's stupid, right?
Yeah, he's a moron. It's like 100 candles. How about you just light a couple? And then how about you get me back inside quickly?
Ooh, breaking news. It's also National IPA Day today.
Oh, all right.
So throw yourself an IPA. Danny, any suggestions?
I would go with the Elysian Hazy IPA that they just released. I don't remember the name of it, though, but it's delicious. Space Dust. Space Dust IPA. It's delicious.
Oh, Space Dust is great.
Yeah, and they have different
versions. I endorse that statement.
So good.
Mm-hmm. And I like the logo.
Yes, I agree.
Shout out to Elysian.
Yeah.
It's also, someone wanted to know, because it's Root Beer Float Day, is it a Root Beer Float if they make it with soft serve ice cream?
I don't see why not if it's ice cream.
If it floats?
Yeah. It should be fine. And I love soft serve ice cream, so I just don't know if it turns into like a floaty shake really too quickly with soft serve, where hard ice cream stays there for a while.
Oh, kind of like a milky root beer soda then.
Yeah, that's the only thing I would worry about is how do you like your root beer float?
Milky root beer soda.
Yeah, do you want that milky soda shake?
Can I get
thing?
That milky root beer soda, please?
Yeah.
Rev, you'll appreciate this story. On Monday, a 50-year-old taxi driver in South Korea got into an argument with a passenger who was 20 years old. The reason why? That passenger would not stop passing gas.
Nice. Oh, that'll be it.
Well, yeah. The argument got pretty bad to the point where the cab driver grabbed a knife and stabbed the passenger 10 times.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Luckily, the passenger's going to be fine. He was rushed to the hospital, and the cab driver was arrested and charged with attempted murder, to which he says, quote, I think I just lost my mind in the moment.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, you stabbed someone 10 times because they farted. It's very apparent that you lost your mind.
Yeah, I feel like you probably should be kept under observation for quite some time.
How about the Mariners yesterday? Big win.
What? They won?
7-6. It felt like they were trying to lose that game. They kept giving up dingers. Luckily, a lot of solo shots, so they were able to still get the big victory. And congratulations to Kyle Seager. He's had a pretty great start to the season, but hit a 3-run home run, and that marked his 200th home run as a Seattle Mariner. So there you go.
So is it now time? True to the blue? Go time? This time?
It's time? It's kind of, let's hope we do okay time.
Yeah. All right.
So he's now part of an elite group. Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, and Jay Buhner as the only four players to hit 200 home runs with the Seattle Mariners.
That is pretty amazing. I mean, it's amazing that Kyle Seager's been with us that long to accomplish that. It's just, I still feel like he's a rookie.
He still feels like a young player for the team, but you forget that he's like the seasoned vet.
Yeah, he is.
Up next for the Mariners, they're going to be playing the Angels again, and Taiwan Walker's on the mound, who's been playing pretty good. He had a great outing the last game. He had 7 innings of one-hit ball in his win over the Oakland A's, so hopefully he continues with that great performance. As far as weather, 64 degrees, going to be chilly today, boys, and a little rain. And that's the major report, and that's what's up.
Really, only 64 today?
That's what my phone app said, yeah.
What?
Well, it's a great day for me to wear shorts.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? 64.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to look at mine and see what mine says. Oh, yeah. Look at that. 65.
Well, I had to make sure, you know.
Hey, Danny, can you check your phone and see if your phone also says that? Vicky as well, please. We need some.
You got to get backup.
Yeah.
You lied to me before.
Ooh, mine says 64.
64, okay.
Yeah.
64. Yeah. So your phone is lying to us.
No, my phone is optimistic that it's going to hit that 65. Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Crazy talk.
Yeah, it is.
Well, there you go. That'll be a nice little, I guess, different day.
A little dip.
Yeah, a little dip. Yeah. So, you know, one of the most recognizable audio signatures are out there. And it's funny because there's a brand. When you think of branding, you think of words, maybe pictures. But we forget that, you know, audio tones, audio sounds are as big part of a brand these days as anything. And Netflix has theirs, which every time you turn on your Netflix, and that's the sound that you normally hear.
I like that one because sometimes, I don't know with you guys, but sometimes when I put my Netflix on through my TV, it takes a second because it's buffering or whatever it may be. So I get distracted, and I always know it's up and running when I hear it. I'm like,
oh,
okay,
nice. I get shocked by it sometimes because I'll have the audio up loud because I'm half deaf, and that sound seems like it's louder than any other sound that they put on their bloody network.
Half what?
Half deaf.
Oh.
Yeah.
Deef. You said deef.
Oh, I know, but that's how we say it down south.
Yeah,
are you half deef?
That's what my grandpa used to say.
Yeah.
Is he from down south as well, like BJ?
Yeah, he's from Puyallup.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
That's how you say it down Puyallup.
Yeah, down south.
Wow. Bonnie Lake.
I've been living in Puyallup for 10 years. Never heard that before.
You've never picked up the accent, huh?
Well, the problem is I'm also half deef.
Oh, that's what it is.
Maybe people have been saying it. I just didn't hear it half of the time.
So that to dumb comes on really loud. Something like, and I'll be right in front of the TV. I'll be on my phone. It just rocks me because I have the volume up so high. But how about this was not the original tone they were going to go with? During a recent podcast, Netflix VP of product Todd Yellen said they were initially going to go for a short call and answer type of effect. Instead, they ended up going with the sound we know. But they did think maybe they were going to put a goat sound at the end of it. They thought that would be something they'd want to try.
A goat sound?
Yeah, so this is what they were thinking about doing.
No.
Yeah. He thought it was fun and quirky, and so they were going to have that.
Well, they need to change it.
Yeah.
How do you tell us that and not give it to us?
Yeah. Now, were they going to combine the both? and have like the ta-dun and then the goat, or was it just going to be the goat?
Oh, we could try to get back to the ta-dun thing.
Yeah,
because fortunately, I have an actual goat sound effect in my sound effect box.
So let's hear let's hear what they would sound like combined.
Oh yeah, that's actually really cool.
I like that actually. Yeah,
that works out well. Isn't that funny? Because that does change everything. I think it changes Netflix from like a serious to a really dumbass thing that maybe I don't know if I take them that seriously.
No, you know what? In a weird way, the ta-tong sets the tone of it being like this cool network. And if all of a sudden you turn it on, it's a goat calling. You're like, what the hell am I getting in on?
Yeah.
That's fine for like the Nailed It type shows.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Some of the serious shows, that's a weird way to start things.
I don't know, though, because I feel like we take Affleck. We take that, like, seriously.
Do we?
I'll be,
their tagline.
It is their tagline.
Do you use Affleck?
I guess not.
I don't even know, really. What is Affleck?
It's insurance.
Yeah,
it's insurance.
There we go.
Yeah. And I think it's a specialized insurance for, like, work or something like that. I think.
Oh, I thought it was for old people.
Like I think no, it does help pay your
that's
bills.
That's AARP.
It helps pay your bills if you get injured.
That's more like AARP.
You know, we really are well informed here.
We're bad.
Well, see? Maybe that Affleck sound effect's not really the best thing.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to say at this point.
Yeah, right.
What's the best iconic sound?
Oh, SVU. The Law and Order SVU, or I guess it's just Law and Order.
Is that the Who? The
yeah, that's a great audio signature. You know, it's like
it's almost the same as the guitar.
It's like that guitar.
We're talking about boom, now.
Boom. Yeah, it's just like you're super easy.
NBC the one dong dong dong.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they got that.
I was thinking Pornhub's the little drum thing. The
They have an audio signature at Pornhub?
Yeah, it's like Pornhub, the little trailer comes on, and then...
I have no idea. When I clicked the thumbnails, they don't play
that. Yeah, they
song.
Don't. They
the
don't.
Only reason I know that is
because... They have like some weird commercial about some mates.
Yeah.
I don't want to
finish
a word.
Yeah, they'll have a thing like Pornhub, and they'll do the little sound effect, and then it'll go into the video.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
I knew about it is because this high schooler did that, like he was drumming in front of his whole Christian school, and he does that sound effect, and all the kids erupt and like, yeah!
That's pretty awesome.
That's
everyone that's an adult probably like, what is going on?
Yeah, like, what, this must be a new song those kids are listening to.
Now that you played that, I recognize it, but how about it was invisible to me?
I know, right. Same.
Yeah.
Never once would have noticed that. There you go, that's SVU.
Okay, wow, is that a new network?
Yes.
Of course, the Intel chip sound. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
That was perhaps the first audio signature that I remember in current days. But, Steve, you're right. NBC's was very much, you know, the Peacock.
What about this one, though? Iconic sound, the THX. When you go to a movie?
Oh, right, yeah.
That was cool.
Sega? Seven Texans.
Sega!
Sega! Sega! That's a good one. The Lion's Roar for MGM.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The good audio signature there.
For me, I only know that one because I remember that's what you needed to work with in order to get the Dark Side of the Moon to play with the Wizard of Oz. On the third Lion's Roar, you hit play on Dark Side of the Moon.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, next time you might be microdosing on something, just remember that.
Yeah, I always, of course, what's synonymous for me for joy is the 20th Century Fox.
Bum, bum.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
I don't have to look it up.
Oh, you know it, Rev, because it
was
before every Star Wars movie.
Yeah, but Steve's just doing it right here. It's perfect.
He's doing a great job,
getting goosebumps over here.
You said Star Wars. I knew it from Home Alone. Anytime the Fox one would come on, I was like, oh, it's Home Alone.
See? Whatever it is you love, man.
Ooh, the Disney sound.
I don't know if I know the Disney sound.
Rev, get it. Once you hear it, you'll know I was doing it right.
Okay.
You mean like from the Wonderful World of Disney, old shows?
Oh,
like?
I think they're talking about when they show the castle.
The twinkly thing.
Yeah, I remember that. The show, The Wonderful World of Disney, was on ABC. You don't remember it, Danny, but we used to have a week. Disney had a show on television every week.
It's like chimes or something.
Sounds magic.
It was very magical. I mean, if you were a Disney fan, this would have been your jam, Danny. You would have been watching this network.
There it goes.
Oh,
is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking something else. I was way off.
Yeah, you were thinking Pornhub, weren't you?
XNXX.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What about the Pixar sound?
I don't know if I know the Pixar sound.
Oh, it's just where the lamp jumps. It's like gong, glong.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, all right.
It's more of a visual one. But I remember Bad Robot after for Lost and other
right,
shows
yeah.
as well. But I remember it.
Like, Bad Robot!
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad Robot! Sega!
Yesterday, Steve did get this one wrong.
According to legend, who was King Arthur's wife? Mary.
No.
Betty.
No.
Veronica.
No.
Do you remember?
It's like Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani, yeah. Right.
Close. Gwen Shafir.
Yeah.
What? Gwen Shafir.
I ain't no hollaback wench.
Gwenny.
Very close. Gwenny Cooper. You're absolutely right. It's Gwenny
Cooper. Yeah.
Guinevere.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah, nice one. You want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Me's at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And I, of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.